Speak first to the young people. We're all young, really, aren't we? None of us want to grow old. That's probably something difficult to understand when you're young. When you're young, you never think you're going to grow old. And when you look at older people, sometimes you wonder what's wrong with them. And sometimes you're trying to understand why it is that they don't sometimes think like you. Or sometimes you are thinking to yourself, why don't they understand me? Have you ever thought that older people don't understand you? Have you ever thought it? Well, there's one dumb head nodding away. Surely there must be more than one. Have you ever understood why older people don't understand you? Huh? Yeah, another head going. Another one? Yeah, a few more. I used to think they don't understand me. My mother doesn't understand me. My father doesn't understand me. You know? Particularly when we want our own way. When we want to do something and then parents say no. And do you know why sometimes we get a bit angry or we fall out with them? When we want to do something and they say no. Do you know why it is? Because sometimes they don't tell us why. And you want to know why. Have you ever said to them when they said, no, you can't do that? Have you come straight back and said, but why? Have you ever said that? Why? And have they then not told you an answer? Have they told you why you can't? Well, sometimes there might be a reason. And you know, it's the same with God. Okay. Sometimes, you know, God says, no, you're not going to do that. That's not what I want for you. And we immediately want to know why. And we might go before the Lord and say, now, Lord, why did that not happen? Why, you know, I really was trusting and believing, and it didn't happen. Why? And everything is silent. Nothing. And you're no nearer to knowing, are you? But God in his mercy does have a way of telling you, but he doesn't tell you when you want to know, you see. He may tell you in so many ways. For example, you wanted to go out with those friends of yours, and they were going to go out somewhere, and it was just going to be a small group of you. And Mum and Dad says, no, you can't go. But why not? They're going. Why can't they go? They're going 10-pin bowling. Why can't I go 10-pin bowling? No, you're not. Now, there may be a reason why your mother and father has said no. And one of the main reasons they may have said no is because they know the people you want to go with. And they know what they're like. They know that they're up to no good. They know that they are a bad influence. And sometimes your parents are going to actually say no to you because they have got to hear, or they've seen with their own eyes, or they know what goes on with that family, and they don't think it would be wise that you go with them. It's not that they don't dislike them or hate them, but it's because they're aware that you are, I'm going to use a word now, and I'm going to see if any of you know this word, impressionable. Ooh, wow. Now, has anybody ever heard that word impressionable? Yes, you've heard it? Heard it vaguely, you're sort of not sure, are you? It's sort of one of those words, you know. Anybody heard the word impressionable? Yes, yes. Impressionable? Yeah, we've heard the word impressionable. Right. Any idea what it means? Any idea? Yes.
People can make an impression on you?
Yes. A bad impression. Or they could make a good impression. But very often, sadly, it's a bad impression. And that is one of the reasons why sometimes your parents will say no. They will say no. And you will be upset, You'll think it's not fair. Why does this have to happen to me? And everything. But maybe a couple of months later, you may see something from those people that you were going to go out with. You may see something that you don't like. Or they may get up to something and do something that is really horrible. And then you're going to begin to think, well, hang on, maybe my mother and father were actually right. I don't agree with what they're doing. And that is God, the way he begins to speak to us. He starts to show us, and God uses that. And so in time, you're going to realize that what your parents actually said was right. You just didn't see it. And so we don't always see everything straight away. Do you know that our eyes have to be opened to see? We have to see these inner things, these things that are deeper. And God wants to open our eyes. And God wants to open your eyes, even as young as you are. God doesn't want us walking in blindness, not understanding, always asking why. I don't understand. I don't understand this, why that, and so forth. You know, God actually wants to tell us. He wants to show us. But sometimes we have to come to a place when we're ready to be shown. But if you want to see, God will let you see. Would you say that blindness is a nice thing? It's not a nice thing. And you know, we can get some understanding of that, can't we? When we see a blind person in the street. Have you ever seen a blind person in the street? They're generally going along and they have a stick, don't they? And have you seen how they use that stick? They move that stick in front of them and they're turning backwards and forwards. Do you know why they're doing that with that stick? Do you know? Yes? Exactly. Anything that's in front of them so that they don't trip over and have a nasty fall. You try closing your eyes for 5 minutes and you try moving around in a room. And it's quite an experience. The moment you start doing it, you'll find that your senses begin to change. And suddenly, your hands and your feet suddenly start to become very sensitive. Your hearing starts to become very sensitive. You try doing it. Suddenly your senses change, they alter. And they're God-given. They're God-given. They're to protect and help you. For example, if you smell smoke or burning, what does that tell you? Huh? What does it tell you? There's a fire going on. And so what else does it tell you to do? If you're inside somewhere?
To get out,
exactly. So you see, God has put those in us. And when we're sensitive, he can lead and guide us. You see? So there we are. Something to think about.